The president's taped remarks to the 25th anniversary convention of the Communications Workers of America at Kansas City, Missouri. From the Cabinet Room of the White House, June 5th, 1963.
I'm grateful that Modern Communications gives me this opportunity to greet the officers and delegates to the 25th Annual Convention of the Communication Workers of America. I can assure you that an entire nation is grateful for what you have contributed to modern communications. In a very real sense, you have strengthened the union of our people by giving us the means of communicating with each other, of sharing common hopes and common experience. In the life of your union, we have seen the technology of modern communications virtually eliminate distances between peoples of the world. Your industry today and the dedication of your union will help them understand that we share their aspirations for self-determination and the right to decent jobs and adequate medical care, an education for their children, and a voice in the national decisions. The distance that still separates us from many people of the world is perhaps our greatest challenge abroad. I know this union will help close that distance. The efforts of President Joe Byrne at the Inter-American Conference of Labor Ministers in Colombia in Latin America testify to the constructive role labor has accepted in welding the bonds between our people and the people of Latin America. Joe Byrne and the great union he represents held out the assurance that the horizons of trade unionism are wider than national boundaries. I know, too, that the challenges at home will not be ignored by American labor. Our success in leading the free world, in defending the peace, in defending our own security, depends materially on building a strong America in this country, making it possible for people to find jobs, making it possible for them to live in dignity, making it possible for them to live a secure old age, make it possible for them to give their children the kind of opportunity that all Americans hope for. Your participation in the national decisions that make this kind of America possible, that make this kind of America a necessity, brings strength to the nation and vitality to your organization. It must continue through your active participation in community affairs and your unwavering support of those programs which represent a vital and growing economy. A citizen of the world's first democracy once asked his senator, "Did you give Athens the best laws?" The senator answered, "No, but the best the people would receive." We know what Americans have asked for in the past. We know what they're asking for today, and that is an America on the move in a free and peaceful world. Thank you very much.